Today's Amud for Chazara is Ma'ikat on Chaf Aleph from Abayz. We're holding on Chaf Aleph from Abayz by the top line, Tan Rabbanan. So says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, and Avel Shleishi Yamim Harishayim Aser B'Malacha. During the first 3 days of Avelus, so there is an Isser Gamer to the Malacha, no sort of Heter. V'afilu Ani Amisparnis Min HaTzedakah, even an Ani who really needs the money, he's not allowed to work during the first 3 days. Mikan Ve'elach, after that, so then Aisa B'Tzina B'Toich Beisai. So then an Ani who really needs the money, he can do Malacha B'Tzina inside of his house. And similarly, Vahisha, who's poor, a woman who's poor, she's taiva bepelach besaych besa, she could also do malacha, and she could sew with her spindle inside of her house. Tan Rabbanan, another halacha about the first 3 days, is that Avil Shleishi Yemim Harishayim Einu Hailech LeBeisa Avil, he's not allowed to go to another Beisa Avil. Mikan Ve'elach, after that, Hailech Ve'inu Yoish, Hailech, he's allowed to go, Ve'inu Yoishi B'makam HaMenachemin Ela B'makam HaMisnachemin. He doesn't sit amongst those being Menachem Avil, he sits amongst those being receiving the comfort. And Tan Rabbanan, Avil Shleishi Yemim Harishayim Aser B'She'el HaShalim, the first 3 days of Avelus. So an Avil is Aser B'She'el HaShalim, not allowed to greet people. Mishleishav Ad Shiva, from the third until the seventh day, he's Meishav Einu Shayol, he's allowed to respond to someone who's Shayol him, but he's not allowed to greet someone else. Mikan Ve'elach, after the Shiva, Shayol U'Meishav Kedarkoi, he could be Shayol from Acherim, and if someone asked him how he's doing, he's allowed to be Meishav. Now we just said that Shloish Yamim HaRishayim Aser B'She'el HaShalim, that he's not allowed to greet anyone within the first 3 days. Ask the Gemara, is that true? And Avil's Aser in She'el HaShalim V'hatane, but we learned in the Braisa Ma'isa, there was a story, Umeisu Banav Shal Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had two sons that were Nifter, Big Tamin Chachamim, Bachrim, not married, and Nichnasu Kol Yisrael V'Hespidom, and all of Klai Yisrael went V'Hespidom Hesped Gadol, they gave a tremendous Hesped, and B'Shaspet Tirasan, as Kol Yisrael was leaving the Levayo, Amad Rabbi Akiva Al Safsul Gadol, Rabbi Akiva got up on the bench, V'Amar, and he announced and said, Achenu Beis Yisrael, my brethren, my brothers, Beis Yisrael, Shimu, listen, Afilu Shnei Banim Chasanim, Menuchamu B'Shil Kavet Shasisam, even if it was two married sons that were Nifter, and that's more grief, leaving over wives and possibly children, still I would be comforted from the cover that you just made for them. V'im b'shvil akiva basem, and if someone will tell you that, no, you came because of me, because of my wealth, harikama akiva bashuk, there's many akivas in the market. Elkach amartem, it must be that this is what you said to yourselves, that tyrus elkav b'liboy, that these sons of mine, they were tamid hachamim, al tzkavad atayra, you came, so kol shekein sheshkartem kafel, your reward is doubled, l'chulav ateichem l'shalim, go back to your houses, l'shalim, so you see Rabbi Akiva gave them shalim, even though he was a fresh avil. So I thought an avil is also b'she'el shalim the first 3 days. Says the Gemara over here, it's different. Kavid Rabim Shani. It was the Kavid the Rabim, that's why he was Mekel. Now we said that Mishlei Shavat Shiva, Meshev Einu Shayel. From the third until the seventh, so he's allowed to respond, but he's not allowed to be Shayel. Mikam Ve'elach Shayelu Meshev Kedarkai. And after the Shiva is over, so then he's allowed to be Shayel and allowed to be Meshev Kedarkai. Ask the Gemara Raminu, Hamaitzi Es Chaveroi Avel Besoich Shleishim Yoim. Someone who finds his friend who's in Avelos Teich the Shleishim, Medaber Imoy Tanchumet. So Teich the Shleishim, he still has the shame Avel, so a person should try to comfort him. Ve'enoi Shayel B'Shleishim, but he's not allowed to greet him. La'achar shleishim yoim, after 30 days, so then shayol b'shleimai, that's when the person now is allowed to greet the avil. Ve'inei medaber imay tanchumen, and the davka shouldn't try to comfort him, because it's already after the fact. Meisa ishtai, so that's already the stira. We see that even, that the din of she'el shalom goes until the shleishim, not just until the shiva. Now that we mentioned the braisa, the Gemara continues, that meisa ishtai, if a person's wife had died, unasa isha acheres, and toich the shleishim, he married another woman, so inei rashali kanis l'beis, even though it's Teich the Shleishim, a person's not allowed to go into his house and comfort him because that's not nice to his new wife. Matzei b'shuk, if he finds him by himself, he's in the shuk, so then Oimerlei b'safa rafu b'koivid reish, a person has to have a nice balance, a sensitive balance, and mention the Avelus, try to comfort him a little bit with a certain sensitivity that he's thinking about him and he cares about him, but not overdo it in a way that now the man's going to regret the fact that he already got remarried. But the point is that the reish of the braisa says that the din of She'el HaShalom goes until the Shleishim, not just until the Shiva. So I'm Ravidi Bar Avin. Ravidi Bar Avin answered, "Who Shayel B'Shleim Achirim Shachem Shurim B'Shalim?" Until the end of the after the Shiva. So now that's when the Av. Chavo is allowed to be Shayol means he could be Shayol from others, because others are Bishalim. But Acherim ain't Shayol and Bishalimai. Acherim are not allowed to ask him how he's doing, because he's not Bishalim. Shuwe no Shari Bishalim, because he's not Bishalim. So that's the din of after the Shiva. Until the Shleishim, after the Shleishim's over, that's when other people can now be Shayol Bishalimai. Ask the Gemara, really? So after the Shiva, really, the people are not allowed to ask the Avil how he's doing? But midikatani meshiv miklad shalinale. It says that he's allowed to be meshiv kedarkai. That makes it seem like others are allowed to ask him how he's doing. Says the Gemara, no, de lo yadi. It's talking about people that didn't know the halacha and they asked him anyways. Says the Gemara, in fact, the Gemara, yachi hasam nami. If they don't know and they did the wrong thing and the Avil's allowed to answer, so then also during the first 3 days when they did the wrong thing and they asked the Avil how he's doing, why don't we say the same thing, that the Avil's allowed to be meshiv, he's allowed to answer? Says the Gemara, no. Hasam maidalu mudalu v'loy mahadalu. He's supposed to inform them that they're not supposed to ask him how he's doing. Hachalei tzarech leidinu. But after the first 3 days, so then already he doesn't have to inform them and he's allowed to be meshiv. Still, it comes out that the din of Sheila Shalem only goes until the end of the Shleishim. Reminu asked the Gemara, Hamaitzis Chaveru Ava B'Soich Yud Beis Chaydash, Teich the first year of the Avelos, Medavri Yimaitan Chumen, he speaks to them, Divrei Nechama, Ve'enu Shail B'Shleimai, and he doesn't ask him how he's doing, La'achar Yud Beis Chaydash, only after the first year, so then Shail B'Shleimai, then a person could ask the one who has an Avel how he's doing, Ve'enu Medavri Yimaitan Chumen, and then already he should stop giving him Divrei Nechama, Avol Nedaber Imay Minatzad. You could just do mention things lightly Minatzad. That would be okay. But the point is that you see the din of Sheila Shalom goes for a full year, not just until the Shleishim. So before we get to the Teretz, says the Gemara, the Hemshech of the Braisa is that Amar Ameir explained that Hamaitzei as Chaverei Avol Acher Yud Beis Chodesh. When a person who finds his friend in Avelus, really after the Avelus is over, after the year is over, Umedaber Imay Tanchumen, and he goes against the halacha and he gives him Divrei Nechama, Lamahu Daime, what's this comparable to? La Adam Shanishbara Ragle Vechaisa, to a person who broke his leg, he went to the doctor and the doctor fixed it. And Matze Raife, and another doctor finds this man on the street, Va'amarlay, and he says to him, Klach Etzli, you should go to me, Shani Shaivra, I'll break your leg, Verpa'ena, and then I'll heal it. Kadesha Teda Shasamiman and Shali Yafin, and you'll see how good and fast working my medicines are. Avada, that's shtosim. He's break his leg just to show him how he could heal. So too, a person who gives Divrei Nechama to an Avil after the Yud Beis Chodesh, he's really just bringing up and causing pain to the Avil, causing pain to the person, so that he could then show him how good he is at being Menachem someone. But the point is, again, is that you see that the She'ela Shalim goes for the first year, not just Shleishim. Says the Gemara, Leikasha Haba'abi V'imoy Habashar Kraivim. When it comes to a person's parents, that's when the din of She'ela Shalem goes for a year, by Shar Kraivim only for a month. Now ask the Gemara, aside Kasha, that Hasam Nami Yadaber Imoy Tanchuma Menatzad, just like by Abi V'imoy, after the year is up, a person's not supposed to give Divrei Nechama, but he is allowed to Menatzad, so by Shar Kraivim, why does the Braisa say that after 30 days he's not allowed to be Medaber Imoy Divrei Tanchuma? Why don't we say the same thing that he is allowed to if he does a Menatzad? To which the Gemara says that in a chanami he's allowed to. When the Braisa says he's not allowed to, it means Kedarka, he's not allowed to in an open, straight out, normal way. Of a Medaber Imoy Menatzad, but in a chanami he is allowed to be Medaber Imoy Tanchuma Menatzad. Oh, you're right.